Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are looking this week at what can we learn from Jesus' last week of life. I know we just got done celebrating Easter, and so I don't want to talk about the crucifixion and the resurrection. I want to talk about those 4 days leading up to that. And I think sometimes we just jump right over that. And I know I've been guilty of that in the past. And we started looking yesterday at that final Sunday where Jesus entered into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. And we were hanging out in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. So encourage you to get your Bible out and read that. If you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. If you listen to the podcast and you've been blessed by our podcast of our 14-minute program, if you would go to whatever platform you listen to podcasts, whether it's iTunes or Podbean or wherever you listen, whatever platform it is, and leave a review about how you've been blessed by the program, we would really appreciate that because it would help other people find us more easier. And always appreciate those emails that we get, people sharing how they've been blessed by the program. Thank you so much for that and for those that financially make this program possible. I pray Proverbs 11:25 over you. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. But we talked about yesterday, we closed out yesterday's program that, you know, Jesus went from being a hero is that last Sunday of his before he went to the cross, where they were honoring him, the Palm Sunday, waving the palm branches and laying them, and he came into town. But, of course, just a few days later, they crucified him. But I want to look at five things that we can learn from Jesus' final week on earth. And the first one is simply, people will praise you 1 minute and abandon you just as quickly. People will praise you 1 minute and abandon you just as quickly. Mark Batterson says, you know, faith is unlearning the senseless worries and misguided beliefs that keep us captive. It is far more complex than simply modifying our behavior. Faith is rewiring the human brain. We are literally upgrading our minds by downloading the mind of Christ. And I know that so many of you, because you understand where Jesus was at about being praised 1 minute and then abandoned a few days later. Part of that being able to endure seasons, situations like that is by making sure that your faith is strong, your relationship with Jesus is personal, and that it is constant. It is an intimate relationship. It's the whole reason God sent Jesus was, number one, to create a bridge for us to be able to get to him in spite of our sins, our selfishness, just the things that we do. God made a way instead of us having to try to be perfect and keep all the over 600 Jewish laws. He said, you know what? I'm going to make a way. And yet, if you're going to stay in your personal relationship with Jesus, with God, you've got to spend time with him. And, you know, that is a focus. You have to be focused. You have to be intentional about it and rewiring your brain every day and just asking God to help you upgrade and download the mind of Christ into your body. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. You know, one of the things that I'm kind of learning, and I've been asking God to do this in my own life, and I think a lot of us, we have a lot of information, but I really think this world needs to see transformation. People that are followers of Jesus, it's great to go to Bible studies and small groups and go to BSF and all these wonderful, wonderful classes and places, and we need to grow and we need fellowship. But I think, honestly, in this season of life and the world that we're living in our country, that people need to see transformation. It's not about more information. It's about transformation and just applying what you have learned as a follower of Jesus. And You know, I'm thankful that God lets us be the hands and feet of Jesus, but we really have to be intentional about that. Instead of being in our holy huddles a lot, all the time, we need to get out and be the hands and feet of Jesus and be a light in the darkness. And when I ask you today, where is it that God is calling you and asking you to be that light in the darkness and to get out of your comfort zone and to show some transformation of what Jesus has done in your one and only life? The second thing we can learn from Jesus last week before he went to the cross was reminder to clean out our own temple. The reminder to clean our own temple. Of course, in Matthew chapter 12, verses 12 through 14, it says, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, the scriptures declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. You know, I think it's interesting, before just a, you know, probably 3 days before Jesus was arrested, he is at the temple, he's teaching, and yet he's also clearing out the things that were not of God, not honoring. And, you know, just as I was reading that, preparing for Easter last week, it just hit me that, you know, what is it in my temple, my life, my body, my heart, my mind that I need to clear out like Jesus did the physical temple? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God brought you, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. And friends, I'll admit that, you know, I don't like that verse sometimes, because I realize that I want to be selfish and say, you know, this is my body, this is my temple, and yet, you know, the Bible clearly tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and was given to us by God, and we don't belong to ourselves. And obviously, as we just celebrated Easter, we know that God bought us with a high price, giving up his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. So in the last part of that verse, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, it says, so you must honor God with your body. And that's something I'm always having to constantly reevaluate in my own life. And I just want to encourage you to maybe look at it in your life. And as we start the springtime, maybe it's time to say, you know, hey, I'm going to start drinking a little bit more water. And I'm going to try to get out and do at least a 20, 25-minute walk as the weather gets nicer now that it's daylight longer. And just do things to take care of your temple. And it's not just because it's not about looking good, quote, on the outside. It's about what it'll do for your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I really do believe all those are tied together. And I know, as I've been doing the Stronger Life program over the past 6 months, just the exercise that I do with that, those classes, has just helped my mental health. And obviously, it's helped my physical health. But I've also learned that I've not adjusted my eating as much as I need to. And even though my body is toning up and I'm a lot stronger and I feel better, my weight's not changed very much because I've not adjusted that. And so I say that to you. I know it's an area in my life. What is it in your area in your life that God's maybe wanting you to adjust to honor him with the temple, your body, that he bought with a high price, his one and only Son, Jesus Christ's life? And I want to ask you that question that I ask, you know, probably almost once a month. And I've probably already done it once in April, but I feel like I need to ask it again. How's your heart and how's your head today? You know, what is it in your heart that's hurting today? What is the wound there from something maybe that happened recently, or it could have been 40 years ago in your childhood? But what is it in your heart that's hurting today that you need to talk to Jesus or somebody else about? And then how's your head today? What are the lies that you're listening to that you're like, you know, man, I just, I don't understand if somebody did that. I think that was intentional. And, you know, God must not really love me. That person must not love me either. He wouldn't allow that to happen. And I tell you, as I have that conversation about how my heart is in my head with God and also a couple of trusted friends. It's amazing how the healing process starts. And also sometimes if I've got something that's really heavy on my heart and I've not been able to deal with it with just God or with a friend, or maybe there's a lie I've been listening to for way too long. I've shared this before. I feel like I'm supposed to say it again today, that some of the best money I've spent is on a good Christian counselor and processing something and looking at the wound in my heart or the lies in my mind that the enemy is filled with. Make no mistake about it, John 10:10, Jesus warned us the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in that next breath, Jesus said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. You know, there's to me, one of the greatest products ever invented is the product Shout. I don't know about you, but it seems like one of my gifts are almost every day, it seems like, one meal, and I don't know how because I have a fairly large mouth. Somehow I miss the target, and I get food on my shirt, my sweater, barbecue sauce, pizza sauce, ketchup, whatever, you know, that you've eaten, and I've got a stain on it, and I am so thankful that God gave somebody the mind and the wisdom to create that product, Shout. And in fact, I should have bought stock in that company. I believe Johnson Wax is S.C. Johnson owns it, and because of all the bottles that I have bought over the years. But I love that product because you put it on those stains and let it soak for a little bit, then you scrub it a little bit and then throw it in the wash, and it comes out, and 99.9% of the time that shirt or sweater is good to go and just like brand new. And, you know, friends, that's what Jesus does. When you come to him with the wounds in your heart and the lies in your head that you keep replaying over and over, and it may be a truth, but it's become a lie because you don't believe that Jesus can help you to heal it. And, you know, Jesus warned the disciples before he went to the cross. He said, you know, in this world you will have trials and tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And God's going to help you overcome what it is, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life. But I heard this great quote recently, and I can't remember who said it, but, you know, they said, you can't have newness till you get rid of the oldness. You can't have newness in your life till you get rid of the oldness. So I want to ask, what is that oldness today that you need to get rid of, that you just need to talk to God about it, a trusted friend, or maybe a Christian counselor, and just say, hey, I'm giving this to God. I mean, you can do it just with God. That's fine. But I know some people, and the way I'm wired up, sometimes it's helpful if I can talk to one other person about it and just say, God, I'm giving you this past mistake, this past wound, and I believe that the blood of Jesus helps to heal me and makes me whole, and that, you know what? I'm not focusing on the past. I'm focusing on this one thing, just striving ahead what you have for me, as Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Such a powerful, powerful verse. And so maybe you need to go buy a bottle of Shout today if you don't use that, and just stick it out where you will see it, and to say, you know, Lord, I thank you that you can take out the stains in my heart and in my mind, and because of what Jesus went through at Easter, that I can be healed and be healthy and whole, and the stains from my heart and my mind can be removed. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope that you will join us again tomorrow. My name is Greg Horn, and we will see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Imagine a new career with a ringside seat to all the action. High-profile criminal trials, the House of Representatives and the Senate, major sporting events and breaking news stories for TV. We're called court reporters, stenographers, captioners, speed texters, and real-time communication specialists. If you live in Kentucky, there's a free 6-week introductory to Steno Machine program on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. starting June 1st. Register for this free introductory class by calling or texting Tracy at 502-599-2125. That's 502-599-2125. Call or text today.